From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A 17-year-old Hallsville resident was pronounced dead this morning after a fatal accident during a police chase at Providence Road and Locust Street. A state highway patrol report says Hayden Holt was on the right side of the road when he struck a utility pole and his vehicle was overturned. He was the only person in the vehicle and was pronounced dead around 2 a.m. A portion of Providence Road was temporarily closed so Columbia Water and Light crews could repair the utility pole. The road is now fully open. While Missouri Athletic Director Jim Stirk is on the hunt for his next football coach, some members of the UM System Board of Curators are less than excited with some of the potential choices, multiple sources told the Post-Dispatch yesterday. A source confirmed Stirk has told some curators that MU is targeting Arkansas State's Blake Anderson, Army's Jeff Monken, and Louisiana Tech's Skip Holtz. Curators did not outright deny any candidates, but some are worried about the public fallout if MU doesn't consider other high-profile coaches before settling for lesser-known names, especially after firing Barry Odom, an MU alumnus whose last three teams were 21-17 and each won enough games to be bowl eligible. When the time comes, the curators will vote to approve the hire that will come with a seven-figure salary, according to the Columbia Missourian. The curators have not met in any official capacity to discuss the hire. Board Chairman John Sundvold tweeted yesterday saying, "The search continues and remains confidential to respect the privacy of all individuals involved." The Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department has hired its first tobacco enforcement and education officer, department officials confirmed yesterday. Now, the city's businesses that sell tobacco and vaping products to minors will be under tighter scrutiny. Julie Sears, who was hired this week, will conduct compliance checks in Columbia. These ensure that local businesses are not selling tobacco or vaping products to anyone under the age of 21, in line with city ordinances. The compliance process includes sending an underage person into a business in an attempt to illegally buy tobacco or vaping products, department officials confirmed. Columbia uses the same compliance process for alcohol. In case of a violation, the offending business will receive a summons and fines between $200 and $1,000, according to the Columbia Missourian. The amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River is being reduced ahead of winter, so flooded areas along the river will see some relief. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from the Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border has been reduced to 57,000 cubic feet per second. The rate will decrease each day by 3,000 cubic feet per second until it reaches about 27,000 cubic feet per second by mid-December. The reductions will allow the river to fall below flood stage in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas by the end of this month. According to the Columbia Missourian, releases will be reduced to 25,000 cubic feet per second in January and will remain around that rate through the rest of winter. The Corps of Engineers will monitor snow and ice conditions all winter and will adjust water releases accordingly. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.